USA Radio News.
Cereal maker Kellogg's and striking workers reached a tentative agreement on Tuesday. The new five-year deal gives workers a wage increase and better benefits, including vision coverage. Workers at plants in four states have been on strike since October 5th. In a special address on Tuesday, President Joe Biden dismissed a question regarding his administration's role in providing the right tools to combat COVID-19.
Those have been saying for months, you need to surge rapid tests for just this moment. Is it a failure that you don't have an adequate amount of tests for everyone to be able to get one if they need one right now?
No, it's not. COVID is spreading so rapidly.
Biden pledged 500 million free virus tests to counter the new variant and directed FEMA to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
A Minnesota jury ended its second day of deliberations on Tuesday without reaching a verdict in the manslaughter trial of a Minneapolis area police officer who fatally shot a motorist in April. The jury weighing Kim Potter's fate asked the judge two questions late Tuesday, including what they should do if they can't agree on verdicts. Potter says she mistook her gun for her taser. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is poised to authorize a pair of pills from Pfizer and Merck that treats COVID-19. The announcement could come as soon as Wednesday. Patients would take the pills at home over several days. The treatments could ease the burden on hospitals. A Harvard health professor has warned that renewed school closures will have an adverse effect on kids' education, physical well-being, and mental health. Joseph G. Allen penned the guest essay for the New York Times. He said a return to virtual learning would be repeating past mistakes. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes. Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal gives Senate awards away at a Connecticut Communist Party membership drive.
Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut spoke in an award ceremony on December 11th, hosted by a Communist Party affiliate whose leaders use the event to recruit potential members to the organization. Blumenthal, one of the wealthiest members of the Senate, gave out certificates of special recognition from the Senate to three winners of the Amistad Awards, given annually by the Connecticut People's World Committee, an affiliate of the Communist Party USA. Senior editor Chris Bedford from the Federalist Publication on Fox News.
Party sponsored by the Connecticut People's World Party. 100 years of the most brutal crimes against humanity by the communists. 100 years of oppression. 100 years of mass murder. 100 years of censorship. These are their friends. This is where they're making money. And when he wants to talk about I'm a fan of capitalism in America, well, his actions speak a lot louder than words, and we can see this.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Michigan appeals court has overturned the conviction of a former Michigan State University gymnastics coach sentenced to jail for lying to investigators about her knowledge of sexual abuse complaints against former sports doctor Larry Nassar. The appeals court judges did not determine that Kathy Klages had told the truth to investigators. Instead, it determined her interviews were not crucial to the state investigation over MSU's handling of allegations about Nassar. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.